We're live from the Seattle studios with Joan Osborne and the Holmes brothers and Keith Cotton on piano, Wendell Holmes, Sherman Holmes, Popsy Dixon, and we'd love for you to start off with a song.
I know we've been through a lot. Sometimes we've had, sometimes had not. I know it's all odds. And it's better, baby, when it was not in the cards. You feed my soul from deep down within. When I think you've given all, baby, you start all over again. You warm my heart like nobody before. It's you that I adore, baby. Just when I thought I could not love you anymore. But baby, it's all mine. Come here, let me speak on one thing or two. Number one, you're the best, baby. Number two, I love you.
I know.
Stuck to the storm. You held me to your breast, baby, until the storm became calm. You feed my soul from deep down within. I think you've given all, baby. Start all over again. You warm my heart like nobody before. It's you that I adore, baby. Just when I thought I could not love you anymore. Well, baby, it's all right. Mother Keith Cotton. Let me know, baby, that I'm the only one. Forgave me, baby, when I needed forgiving. You give me the strength, baby, to keep right on living. You feed my soul from deep down within. When I think you've given all, baby, you start all over again. You warm my heart like nobody before. It's you that I adore, baby. Just when I thought I could not love you anymore. Oh, baby, it's all right. Feel so good, baby. I love you, baby. You're my queen.
That's Joan Osborne with the Holmes brothers and Keith Cotton on the piano here live in our KPLU studios. Joan's 2012 album, Bring It On Home, was nominated for a Grammy, and it was at the top of my list of best blues albums of 2012. And I've been wondering, you've done a lot of things in the music business besides having a lot of commercial success. You've worked with the Grateful Dead and the Funk Brothers. You've done a soul album. You did a country album. So I'm kind of wondering, why blues and why now?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I was at a concert with the Blind Boys of Alabama. I was sitting in with them in a show at Lincoln Center, and their record label, the guys at Saguaro Road, approached me and said, "We really love to hear you do this stuff, and we'd love to release an album of you doing this kind of stuff." And you know, for me, it's the kind of music that I really learned to sing by trying to emulate the great blues singers when I first came, you know, first started discovering singing and discovering music. I fell in love with blues singers and people like Etta James and Howlin' Wolf. The Holmes Brothers, who were also on that same scene, were real mentors to me. And I just feel like I learned how to sing by doing this kind of music. So I felt like maybe having done this for over 20 years now, I have more of a voice that I can really, more to bring to the music than I had when I was first starting out. I mean, when you're just beginning, you know, you're just testing the waters. But I feel like I'm more seasoned now, and I have a richer instrument to bring to this music.
Yeah, when I listened to your album Relish, you know, that had the big hit on it, One of Us, you also had Help Me on there, the Willie Dixon, Sonny Boy Williamson tune.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't hear a lot of blues in that version of it. It was pretty grindy. And so now, I mean, your approach has changed.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what we were trying to do at that point was refashion it so that it fit with the rest of the material on the Relish album, and so that we weren't just trying to imitate something that had come before. I mean, when you try to do cover songs, as I've done in a lot of situations, you're sort of walking a fine line between already doing what somebody else has done before and bringing something unique and something of your own to it, so you can't really... You can't err too far in one direction and just imitate somebody else, and then why wouldn't you just go and buy the Otis Redding version?
Right.
And you also can't disrespect the song and just make a stunt out of it and do something with it that doesn't respect the material.
Yeah, good point. So I know you also, besides your recent blues album, you're working on some original material. Are you going to play one of those now, or what do you want?
Yeah, sure. There's a group of songs called Love and Hate, which is all about romantic love, and it's bright, wonderful aspects, and also it's more darker, challenging aspects. So we want to do one of those songs for you guys now.
The bread. sets me free. After the rain, how the world is new again. That is how you work on me. How you work on me. Oh, how you work on me. How you work on me.
Thank you.
Hi, Joan Osborne. Live in the KPLU studios with Keith Cotton on the guitar and the iPhone featured on the beatbox.
Yes,
there.
That's right.
Nice.
That's,
I like it. So how did you guys meet? How did you and the Holmes brothers run into each other?
Wow. I don't know. Should you tell the story or should I?
Go ahead, Joni.
Well, I remember very well the first time I ever saw these guys. I was living on 2nd Avenue in New York City, and I was walking down 2nd Avenue with a friend, and we passed this bar, and we could hear this amazing sound coming from inside this packed bar. And we walked in, and it was completely packed. Everyone in the place was sweating and dancing, and the condensation was dripping from the ceiling. It was just this crazy scene. And there were the Holmes brothers on stage and just rocking this audience that had obviously been there for hours and just dancing and sweating. And I remember we stayed, and these guys took people from this furious dancing to like a gospel church to like, you know, crying in their beer over a Hank Williams song, just from one thing to the next. And I was just in awe of everything that they had in their command. And, I still am. That They were very, very kind to me when I first started to sing. And, you know, Sherman in particular was running one of the open mic jam sessions at a place called Dan Lynch's at the time. And he was just really generous and really kind to me. And I've been a fan and I like to say a friend ever since.
So, Sherman, what did you hear in a young Joan Osborne?
I saw a star.
Yeah?
Exactly.
A rising star.
Exactly.
So, and you guys did, you worked on records together as well.
That's correct.
You produced a record for the Holmes Brothers.
Yeah, I actually produced two records for the Holmes Brothers. The song that we did just now called Feed My Soul is the title track for the most recent one. And then we also did a gospel record that came out, I guess, almost 10 years ago now. Called Speaking in Tongues, which is one of my favorite things that I've ever been involved with, and it's just so much fun.
It's a great record. Joan Osborne with the Holmes Brothers. I saw the show last night. You guys were having a great time, and would love to feel a little bit of that vibe now. What do you got?
Yeah, okay. Well, I say we do the Sam Cooke tune. What do you think? Come on.
Okay.
All right. This is just something that I learned from them a long, long time ago, and I'm sort of surprising them with it. So forgive us if it's a little rough around the edges.
Lights turn way down low. time to go.